dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Once again, time for You Big Dummy. Yeah, this is when we gather up the real stories. These are real news items where people are just being dumb. Read them, vote on them, and you can read one if you want. You want to be a dummy reader, find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and you could read on the show and win yourself some pizza. Dummy number one, dummy number one. Beatles icon Paul McCartney was refused entry to a Grammys after party by a bouncer who did not recognize him. This is a great story. How VIP do we gotta get? The 73-year-old singer asked members of his crew. His A-list entourage included Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins and five-time Grammy winner Beck. McCartney said, "We need another hit." In a video of the incident shot by TMZ, Sir Paul tried one more time to get into the club, but the crooner could not get by the bouncer. On Tuesday, Tyga, the host of the party, insisted he had no idea that McCartney had been blocked. "Why would I deny Paul McCartney? Stop it," the rapper tweeted. "He is a legend." Fellow rapper Bow Wow was even more outraged by the former Beatles snub on Monday evening. "Wait, the Paul McCartney came to the Argyle?" he asked, leaving the club. "And they wouldn't let him in? You gotta be lying," Bow Wow said. McCartney and his crew didn't suffer a lonely night, however. They spent the rest of the night at the Republic Records party at the nearby Hyde.
"Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache."
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two, dummy. A Delaware school district apologized after a tongue-in-cheek form titled "Hurt Feelings Report for Whiners" was sent to parents. The Brandywine School District issued the apology after parents were mistakenly sent the sarcastic form in an email about an upcoming exercise your brain event. According to the form, its purpose is to, quote, to assist whiners in documenting hurt feelings, and calls on the user to fill out the information boxes, including whiner's name and type of wine used. "Did you require a tissue for tears?" the form asks. A district spokeswoman said a staff member accidentally attached the form to the email, which came from an address the school regularly uses to communicate with parents. The spokesperson said the satirical form originated from, quote, a source external from the school, and it was not an official document of the Brandywine School District. "This was an embarrassing mistake," they said, "but it was just that, a mistake. It should have never happened, and we apologize for the error."
"What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy."
Yeah. Yay. Dummy number three, dummy number three. Three, dummy, dummy three, number three. Dummy. A man was arrested in the Florida, Florida. Every week, man, there's at least one story from Florida. Every week. The dummy state. As Homer says, it is America's Wang. The man was arrested in the Florida Keys after he took a backhoe for a joyride on the 7 Mile Bridge. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office shared a video of Carl Belnick, 59, driving a backhoe back and forth across the bridge as he dragged the chain hook, causing damage to the road. The 7 Mile Bridge was closed to traffic for over 3 hours early today after a man dumped boulders on the rockway with a backhoe. He then took the backhoe for a ride, traveling back and forth on the bridge for an hour and a half. Police were ultimately able to stop the vehicle by laying down a spike strip. He was arrested for and charged with reckless driving, fleeing, eluding police, digging up or in any way disturbing the street or highway, failing to register a motor vehicle, and grand theft of a vehicle, and shockingly, sober.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. Well, if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
That's right. Super Dummies. All right, You Big Dummy is going to continue. We got a couple more stories to hear, and we also do have to vote, and we will be doing that. But we got a break here for some weather and some traffic, and then we'll come back. You Big Dummy, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and then it's Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. Funky. Nick DiGilio on Friday morning on 720 WGN. Steve Grzanich and the opening bell at 5, and my buddy the great Steve Cochran at 6. We got to get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number 4. Dummy number 4. A woman complained to her local supermarket when they didn't let her return a carton of milk. The reason for the refusal? She bought it at a different store. The unnamed woman ranted about not being able to swap the low-fat milk for full-fat after her children complained that they didn't like the quote-unquote light version. It was milk light. She posted a lengthy complaint on Facebook raging about how she couldn't swap the item. But that was because she had bought the own brand beverage of a separate store. The customer wrote, "It's just milk, so I don't see the problem. My kids don't like light milk." Her post attracted a number of people who replied with their own dilemmas, including one man who joked about how annoyed he was that when he was at KFC, he couldn't swap a McDonald's hamburger. Oh, wait a minute now.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number 5, dummy number 5. 5 dummies. When Joaquin Garcia, a civil servant in Spain, was due to collect an award for 2 decades of loyal service, did anyone realize that he had not, in fact, shown up for work in at least 6 years and possibly as many as 14? Garcia, a 69-year-old engineer, began working at the local authority in 1990 when Garcia, who is now retired, was due to collect his long service medal. The man who had hired him wondered where he was. "He was still on the payroll," he told the local paper. "I thought, where is this man? Is he still here? Has he retired?" After the former manager of the water board, who had the office opposite Garcia's, told Fernandez that he had not seen his employee in several years, the deputy mayor called the engineer in. "I asked him, what are you doing?" Fernandez said. What did you do yesterday and the previous month?" He could not answer. The court this week fined Garcia $30,000. Garcia told the court that he had turned up to the business, although he admitted he may not have kept regular business hours. He said he was a victim of workplace bullying because of the family's socialist politics and had been deliberately sidelined at the water board. The engineer made the most of his confusion, becoming an avid reader of philosophy and an expert on the works of Spinoza, the Dutch philosopher credited with laying foundations for the Enlightenment.
Dummy
dummy.
Okay. We have to, we've got a vote here. Okay. We've got the dummy bouncer who did not let Paul McCartney into a Grammy party. We got the dummy school worker who sent a hurt feelings report to parents. We get the dummy who took a backhoe for a joyride. We got the dummy who complained for not being able to return milk even though she bought it at a different store. And we got the dummy company who paid a man for 6 years even though he never showed up to work. Okay, is it not bad? Not a lot of dummies this week. Dan?
A couple notes. A caller wanted me to know that that's an outdated Paul McCartney story. Apparently, the bouncer did recognize him. It was another person inside the club who refused entry.
That story was all over the place,
yeah.
The Paul McCartney story.
So I kind of was leaning towards the lady who tried to return milk to the store because I could imagine you dealing with that type of customer when you worked at the Jewels.
Oh, yeah.
But sending the email with that attachment on Exercise Your Brain Day takes the cake.
Yep. Okay. Esmeralda.
I'm a simple lady. I like the backhoe story.
You're a simple lady and just a guy driving a backhoe back and forth on a bridge in Florida.
Well, he's throwing rocks on the road, too,
he was
right?
Whipping boulders off
yeah.
The... Yeah. It's Florida, too. But see, the thing is, in Florida, that's normal behavior. That's just like...
That is true.
That's a Tuesday.
The roads are just littered with rocks.
All right. I'm sorry. Dan, I gotta agree with you. I'm sorry, Esmeralda. That story is hilarious. Did you need to tissue for your tears? Okay, there you go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
That's
context,
right.
Context. So straight out of context, you know what it is. Listen 24/7 to this radio station.
Straight out of context.
That's
context,
right.
Context,
whenever context, anybody context. Says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan.
Eric heard these of Wendy and Bill.
I did want it, and I was looking forward to it, and I really enjoyed it.
Those are not the size of tennis balls. Those are much, much bigger.
Have you seen Wendy? All right, next.
Eric also submitted this one of Bertrand.
So do you have any helpful hints for maybe the girlfriend who wants to please her man?
Oh, did you hear him crack at the end of that? Did you hear Bertrand, that little crack at the end?
You know, the best part, he was talking to two guys who run a sausage company. And that was the out of context.
Okay, next.
Jesse sent in these of Patty and Andrea Darlis.
You said you were hard-pressed to find any Bush supporters.
Today I found all the Bush supporters.
Really? Okay.
Mark, Tim, Harold, Brad, and John heard this one of Wendy.
Don't whip that out, Mr. Bertrand.
I can't tell you how many times I've said that to Bertrand. I can't tell you. All right. We got a break, and we've got more context, and we got Nick D Show Spies all coming up. All right, that's coming up after this break, after the news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context. Context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. 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 Context.
All right. All right. So, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context. We're going to finish up. And Nick D Show Spies. Let's get back to context. Straight out of context. All right. Next, Dan.
Once again, proving that this is the favorite segment for WGN radio staff, Mary Sandberg submitted this one of Steve Rozanich.
Very hot and heavy against each other.
It's nice to know that where Mary's mind is, okay?
K-Max emailed this one of Bill Leff.
Because it was my first time, there's an instructor there to ease you in.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you, K-Max. Okay, next.
Matthew sent in this one of you.
He gave me, like, the deluxe package. Yeah, good old deluxe package. Okay?
Jesse heard this one of Wendy.
You'd rip them and lick them.
God. Oh, God. Okay.
Next two come courtesy of the lovely and talented Kristen Decker. These are from the Mincing Rascals podcast, which is on WGN Plus. It features John Williams, Kristen McQuarrie of the Chicago Tribune, Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune, and in this clip, Steve Bertrand.
For Christmas, my wife got me a subscription to the magazine called Lucky Peach.
Wow. Okay.
The other one is of John Williams.
And then finally it starts to swell and you feel yourself.
Oh, Decker, you got a filthy mind. All right, next.
This one you self-reported.
Little taste of Shanghai. Yeah. All right.
Dirty Dave submitted this one of Dean Richards.
I do have my entire staff on that right okay. now.
Oh, I like that. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Because we've swallowed so much of it.
Mm. Yeah, Esmeralda, pretty good right there. Okay.
Barb sent in this one of you.
And then if you do indeed do it, that next morning on the show, you have to tell us all about it. Oh, boy. That's okay. You don't have to. All right, next.
Matthew heard this one of Tom Appel.
Resist premature explosion.
I knew that was going to happen. The minute he said that yesterday, the minute he said it last night on the show, I was like, that's going to be submitted for context, okay?
Brian submitted these of the three of us.
Uh-oh. What's going on in my mouth? He stuck it like halfway down his mouth.
He's holding a rod in his hand.
And then they just pull it out.
I'm holding the wrong thing in my hand. Wow. We have the filthiest show ever.
That was just one conversation.
That was an actual, just a regular conversation between the three of us here on the show. Okay.
Harold texted in this one of Andrea Darlis.
You can tease it.
Okay.
And finally, one more of Steve Grzanich.
Well, on the opening bell this morning, we want to hit it.
Yeah. They're going to hit it on the opening bell. All right.
Spies.
Hey.
By the way, the guy singing this song should not be allowed in a party. I would not allow the guy singing this song into a party. So, all right, Nick D Show Spies, that's when you listen 24/7 whenever I'm mentioned to the show is mentioned in any capacity. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same thing with all the other stuff, the dummy and context. All right, what do we got?
Our first spy is Tony. She heard this on Patty's show. About our Facebook page.
Everyone can check in with us at Patty V Show on Facebook. We are 10 likes away from 3,500. We don't promote that page enough. I know.
You have to.
I have to catch up to Nick D. Nick D is, he's so
What's
good
he at
his, at, he's over 10,000.
Yeah, he's close to 12,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we are close to 12,000. And you can like us now, facebook.com/Nick D Show.
All right. And our other spies this week are Amy and Peter. This is also from Patty's show. And they were doing a musical segment on a late Thursday night and a Friday morning.
We have quite a few more guilty pleasures, but a lot of them I think would also fall into the Fly Jams Friday category, so we don't want to take that from Nick D.
Okay. There you go. Which Fly Jams Friday? Look at that. This turns out to be a segue, Dan.